This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Was that one team the Red Sox? Did they come back and beat the Yankees in the ALCS?
Yes.
En route to their World Series?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen this time.
I was kind of rooting for the thing to be over.
Yeah,
just because really, much ballyhooed, two Goliaths of the sports get together and it's going to be a classic clash and then over.
Yeah, and it's not.
I think that would have made me giggle a little bit.
Judge and Ohtani really haven't made an impact in the game.
Yep.
It's all Freddie Freeman.
And if Freddie Freeman.
Six straight World Series games with a home run.
I can't remember why E60 did a story on him or one of those ESPN documentaries, you know, 30 for 60 or whatever the hell they're called. Why do they have 30 for 30 and E60? They're basically the same thing.
Well, but one feels like it's more topical. Like it's stuff that's it's current events type stuff. Yeah. And the other one is a full-on documentary where they hire different directors. And all.
You know what? This has nothing to do with anything, but perhaps is interesting to a few. why? Remember the Baylor basketball murder where a teammate murdered another one?
Yeah.
How come that? I can't believe that's never been a 30 for 30.
Give him some time.
Okay. Anyway, they did one on Freddie Freeman, and I remember going, I love this guy. And I can't remember why they did it on Freddie Freeman, but.
I remember Tom Rinaldi did a nice piece on Ryan Day, too, so.
Yeah, that was tough because I'm like, no, don't make me like him. But I liked him in that story.
Ian Rappaport has tweeted this out in regards to the Jameson Williams situation.
Yeah.
He said, in an instance such as this, the NFL generally monitors developments but takes no action until the matter is resolved in the legal system.
Okay.
So this might be a while. And I want to go back to what the other tweet I saw on this. May have passed over this already. But it was somebody had said, Nicole Auerbach, I think, had tweeted out something to the effect that this is something that could take a while for it to really get through.
Well, soundbite too? Yeah. So, well, look, all of the ramifications of this. We could talk about the Detroit Police Department. We could talk about the gun ownership. But what we really have focused on is the football and the problem. The problem is that J-Mo is making decisions that's costing him time on the field. And this one right now in the short term doesn't appear like it will, as you just pointed out. And as we heard in the soundbite, but when you link those together, but it could. And, there's a decision to be made with this kid coming up. I'm not in favor of trading him, but I am certainly considering the long term. There's the short term view, trade deadline's coming up. This doesn't impact it at all unless he's does something else in the next few days. But then again, if teams were to call about J-Mo, I mean, they're not trading J-Mo. They're trying to win a Super Bowl. They're not trading J-Mo.
And by the way, because we're getting a ton of texts on it, Doug, about trading J-Mo.
Yep.
His value couldn't be any lower right now.
The teams
for
a deal.
We're getting texts that says, well, now you trade him for Max Crosby. Yeah, now they want J-Mo for Max Crosby.
Yes, let's send him to Las Vegas.
No.
Wait, how fast is he?
No, don't even joke about that there. But yeah, now's the time. You're holding on to J-Mo for this year. It's the question is, long term, pick up his option, extension, all that stuff. But yeah, J-Mo's not getting traded.
Let's get back to your phone calls. Scott is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Scott.
Hey, I'm ready to trade him. Look, if you do something once, it's an incident. You do it twice, it's a coincidence. If you do it three times, it's a pattern. He's nothing but a distraction for the best football team in the NFL. It's time to go. We don't need it. We're the best with or without him.
Okay. When you say he's nothing but a distraction, that says that what he's done on the field has accumulated, the accumulation to that has been nothing?
I wouldn't say that. You're right. But right now, you're talking about some stupid thing that he did and still talking about how good the Lions are.
Well, the other thing, Scott, is has he been a distraction?
Through the locker room, too.
Has he been a distraction?
Now he is.
Well, is he? Why?
He is.
Has this distracted Lions from doing what they have to
do? Yeah, because, him not being there, that is a consequence.
But it's not a distraction.
Distraction, if Scott, would you say it's a consequence of his decisions? Is him not being there more so than a distraction? Because I actually think the guys in the locker room like him, and I'm going to guess that they go about their business with or without him, but it's costing
them.
Well,
here's the deal. I think he's both a distraction and a consequence. Because right now, in that locker room, they're talking about J-Mo instead of talking about something else. And they shouldn't have to be doing that. And he is a distraction. I see no reason to keep somebody who keeps doing dumb things. If he was working for you, Doug, cutting your lawn, and he didn't cut it right three times in a row, you'd get rid of him.
That's true. But I don't have a long-term million-dollar contract with him, and he doesn't do a great job. Like, it'd be the equivalent of not showing up, but when he mows it, he does a hell of a job.
It's exactly what it is, yeah.
Tim,
until it affects the product on the field, I'm not going to call it a distraction. I don't think that's fair. I think this is something that unfortunately they have to deal with again. But who knows when they're going to have to deal with this, if they're going to have to deal with this. This is just a story at this point. It could result in no consequences at all. There's that real possibility, by the way. Okay, he's suspended right now because of the performance and the substance, the banned substance. That's what he's suspended for. He's not suspended because he didn't have a CPL license. That's not it.
No.
That may never
even
factor in. It is something that's on his record for sure, but it's something that may not factor in from the football standpoint.
248-539-9797. Tim's in Farmington Hills, and he is next. Hello, Tim.
Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
It's interesting. You know, he could be an added trade bait for an edge rusher. I mean, that's just something to think about. But as far as I'm concerned, when his suspension's over, I would use the heck out of him on the field. I would make him suffer, not painfully, but suffer that we would build up a trade asset.
You have no
Everybody knows how good he is. Potential is there.
You're going to
make just all the side effects.
Okay, well, first of all, you can't do it for this year because Sunday's the last game before the trade deadline. If you're talking about next year, or the off season, I mean, every team in the league knows what his history is. Do you think he's got a lot of trade value at this point?
Well, no, but he could be a throw in to get a good edge rusher if that's what they're trying to do. We don't
know right now.
So sell low. I'm sorry. I don't even know if we should take any more trade him calls right now. Right now, because he's not, they're not going to, what?
Do I have a vote?
And I'm bargaining that?
Yeah.
I mean, sure, but Kang's a producer and I trust his. Look, eventually, like they have to make a decision in whatever it is, 6 months, 5 months, about whether or not to pick up the option. Right? That's probably the first inflection point. That is probably, in all seriousness, that's probably the first time consequence can be felt for this. Because I don't see them throwing him in a trade deal. Okay, let's say they did do that. All right.
Before the deadline?
At the deadline, Jameson Williams is included in a package with a draft pick or two to go get an elite edge rusher. That would be such a ballsy move by the Lions. And I'm not sure a smart one, but I just don't see it happening. It would be a message sending move. I mean, Jameson Williams right now is playing on one of the best offenses in the league with a quarterback that's had the best 4-game stretch in the history of the NFL. Well, at least as far as there's some metrics, it's been the best 4-game stretch. And if he gets sent to some football outpost that's a mess, like Cleveland, Myles Garrett trade. He might not love that. Probably rather be here, right?
I don't think he wants to be anywhere but here.
Yeah. So the consequence can be threatened. Dude, do we need to trade you? But I just don't think it's realistic talk.
I think we just have two topics that ran into each other, like the Lions needing to make a trade and J-Mo getting in trouble again, right? And then they hit each other head on, so it's like, okay, we need to make a trade. J-Mo's in trouble.
We're
Let's trade
together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.